A girl walks down the center of a high school hallway. As she walks, she gets stares from her peers. She strides in with her bright orange skinnies and her tight, unbranded mustard sweater. On her feet are navy green Chuck Taylors, which blend perfectly into her tasteful attire. She doesn't notice the others looking at her clothes, because to her, they're just her style. She is a trendsetter, a fashionista of sorts, the odd one out, the Gaga of her social group. She is stepping out of the norm. Fashion is a constantly changing area where those in it are searching for the new craze, but in order to get there, they must take chances and try wearing something different, crossing whatever social norms might already be in place, and in doing so, they might learn something about themselves. Today we have one of those girls, Isabella Tognini, and one of her peers, Allison Patterson. This is A Fabric Identity with Sam Mother Perkins.
So, Isabella, what is fashion to you?
Fashion to me is a way to express myself. It's important because, like, it's fun to me, and it's fun to dress up, it's fun to come into school wearing something that you're proud to be wearing or that you're comfortable to be wearing. It's just for fun.
Okay. Do you believe that there is an unspoken dress code?
In society, I think there is, like, if you're to dress one way, then it may come off as something, and so, like, the norm would probably be, just cover everything up or make sure that nothing's hanging out so that you're not, like, I think that would be the normal or an unspoken dress code because it's what everybody does, even though they may not notice it. It's just, you know.
Okay.
Do you believe that a fashion sense can be developed?
I think it can. It depends what you would interpret yourself as, I think. For example, I started off, in fifth grade and sixth grade, I wore sporty clothes because that's what I did. I did a lot of sports. It just kind of went along with what I was doing. And then later on, I felt like it was getting a little bit boring, so I decided to change because everybody else was kind of like that. And sweats were not the best thing to wear every day. It didn't exactly look very good. So I decided to start wearing skinny jeans because I thought they were comfortable as well as I thought they looked good. And I dressed a little bit more funky just because it was fun and it was different and nobody else was dressing like that. And I was just like, why not? And maybe that one person that stands out. But I also liked it and I felt comfortable with it, so.
What is your fashion? How is that different from everyone else?
Well, I think my fashion, like, kind of represents me and my personality. It's what I find looks good or what I'm just comfortable, you know, wearing out in public. And how it's different is that I'm not picking, like, a clique or a social group to, put myself in and dress like them. Even though people may say that I dress like others, I find myself to be different because it's just what I like to wear. It's nothing about society.
Allison, how do you feel about Isabella's dressing?
I feel like Izzy kind of has like a hipster kind of dressing. She tries to dress really nice, she does dress really nice, but I don't know. I feel like she's just trying to fit in with the crowd sometimes.
Really? How does she express that?
She wears some kind of clothing that just like make her out to be like a hipster. Like she's just wearing things that make her look hip. But, they're always interesting and they're different to look at because, like, hipsters, they wear different things, but I feel like it's just her being a hipster.
How do you respond to what Allison said about you being a hipster? Like, what does that mean to you?
Today, I think it's more of an insult than anything else. hipster is usually categorized as wearing stuff that may not go together, or things that were bought at a thrift store, or being a little bit laid back, or less mainstream. I wouldn't consider myself hipster. I guess I can understand where people would, or why people would think that I am one, or that I dress like one. I think I can dress like one a few days, depending on what I feel like wearing. But I don't think that I am one, because I don't have that. There are some mainstream stuff that I do, so it's not like I'm totally out of it and on my own thing. It's not completely that, because I definitely go along with other people. Like, you know, I wear plaid. You know, I wear scarves, and it's something that a lot of people do. They don't have to be hipsters.
So, you see yourself as artistic. Do you feel like there was something that inspired you to be one of the more artistic people?
I think definitely my family did. My mom is an art curator, and she works with a lot of artists, and I get to meet those artists almost every single day. My house is filled with art. I get inspiration from that, and I find that like a lot of artists just dress differently because they feel like, I feel like they have their own mind a little bit more than everybody else, just because, you know, that's what they've chosen for their career, to be an artist. And to be an artist takes a lot of work. And so they just, you know, they pick their own clothing. Sometimes they can't afford a lot because of their job. So they tend to go to like secondhand things, which tends to be also considered as hipster, but also artsy, because they're mixing things.
Do you feel that what you're wearing is art? Indeed, you feel that what you're wearing is art.
I don't feel like what I'm wearing is art. I feel like maybe how I wear things and what I wear is artsy. But it's not specifically art, unless it's like, you know, some big outfit that's made by some designer, or I don't know, maybe an artist for that matter.
So paint us a picture. When you wake up in the morning, do you just dive into your closet and you come out fully dressed in some creative looking, different looking clothes, different from society, but it still looks good?
I think I tried to like pick my outfit out like the night before, just so I don't have to like scramble with it. Like maybe I guess my personality one day, or how I'm gonna feel that day, and just wear this. I look up the weather to make sure that I'm wearing something that's like appropriate. But I just like to go into my closet sometimes, look at it for a while to see what, you know, would look good together. I lay things out, see if that would look good, or sometimes I just, you know, throw things on. But yeah, I just, you know, I look at stuff and I say, okay, I've already worn that. I wore that the other day. How will I put this together to make it look good, or what I'm comfortable with wearing, or how I feel?
What's an example of something you wore that's different?
It's different. Well, today I'm wearing a shirt that was actually handmade, with like totally different color fabrics and like a different design. Part of the shirt is beige. Part of it is like stripes from an old shirt. And then it's got like a square bow like thing at the around the chest, and then I'm also wearing a sweater that I got with two different fabrics. One's like a sweater material, and then one is like a shirt type. And yeah.
Do you make your own clothes?
Do I make my own clothes? I have before, but I don't actually wear that because it doesn't turn out as well as I would hope. Or it just doesn't fit me anymore. So yeah.
Do you have a prejudice against brand clothing? Not prejudice so much as you just choose not to wear it. Like wearing an Aeropostale shirt, we'll just say Aeropostale. I mean,
I don't, things like Aeropostale or Hollister, I don't like because, not just because everybody wears them or the people that wear them aren't like me. I don't wear it because it just, I don't feel like it represents me, and also I don't like this style.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from people? Like, do they judge you on your clothing? And is the feedback they give you positive or negative?
I think I've gotten both. I mean, the negative thing that I've gotten is, or what people try to say as an insult would be like, hipster, or you're such a hipster, oh my god. Like, they make it sound like an insult, but I don't take it as an insult because I think that people who are hipsters do dress pretty well. Positive stuff is like, you know, some days I'll get like, oh, you have a cute shirt on, or you have a dress, cute dress, or nice sparkly shoes, something like that. So I think I get both in different forms and ways.
Do you feel like you've learned something about yourself from the clothes you wear and the feedback you get from them?
I think in a way I do. Like when people say to me like, oh, you wear such different stuff, it's crazy. I'd be like, you know, that's cool and everything, but then I think back to it and it's like, wow, you know, if people don't normally wear this stuff, you know, it's different and I feel different. Maybe that's my way, you know, to feel different from everybody else, because everybody tries to stand out and everybody tries to be different in some sort of way. And that's my way, so I think I have learned that about myself, that I like to be different. I don't mind being the same in some aspects, but having that different point of view is nice.
In conclusion, Isabella uses her clothes as her art form, adding creativity in her personality and style, which sets her apart from the average student. Thank you for listening.